My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some innocent soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us and share the loot. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, NIV. Pastor Darius Daniel's quote is that the Old Testament is for our learning the character of God. We should read the Old Testament and be filled with hope. David is describing the act of willingly taking advantage of people for our own gain. This didn't happen because of our own moral integrity. Group politics, culture, work environment, and friends and family allow it. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush to evil. They are swift to shed blood. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 15 through 19, NIV. Even when we win, we are actually losing when we step on the path and compromise our own integrity and behave beneath God's standard. We are taking away from our own life. We are taking away from our own emotional, physical, financial, spiritual, our mental well-being in some way. This will cost us somewhere in our lives. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, NIV. Hebrews' author is unknown. Hebrews was written to Hebrew Christians, and it was to tell them what believing in Jesus Christ gets them. Us too. We repent in the areas that we have fallen short. God forgives us. Jesus forgives us for all sin. Often online, I see Christians, well-intentioned, holding people, whether they are Christian or not, to our biblical standards. We live in a culture that is accepting of some sexual sin and not others. But God has the capacity to forgive even the sin that doesn't align with our own beliefs. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, NIV. These are Jesus' very words through Matthew. The message is clear. Love God and love people. Our neighbor is every single person we meet in life. This is whether our beliefs and values align or not. God considers this the next greatest commandment. And if we don't get this right, then we can become a stumbling block for people that God can redeem.